on Friday, you would have heard Tracy Murphy interviewing Patrick McCarthy from Sneem about the horrific story of the huge number of animals that were lost, huge number of sheep that were lost to a horrific dog attack. Patrick McCarthy calling for fines of at least 4,000 euro on owners who do not control their dogs. Many of the sheep who died in the attack actually drowned, whose lambs, this is the lambs of the sheep that suffered. Patrick McCarthy calling for much stronger on-the-spot fines, and too many dogs were not being controlled even during the daytime. Some 70 ewes and 20 lambs on the mountain at least near Castle Cove were chased, torn, and many driven into the sea on Kenmare Bay. Horrendous stuff indeed. But with me on the line to talk about the, I suppose, more, a little bit more about the response. And to this, we've John Joe Fitzgerald, who's the Kerry representative on the National Council of Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association. John Joe, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme. Look, this is a terrible, terrible incident. What do you think are the learnings, or what do we need to do to learn from this in terms of trying to prevent it happening again?
Well, I suppose, Gerry, you know, it's a constant situation. Do you know, it's been happening for as long as I can remember. I suppose I've got on the No Dogs Allowed campaign there about 3 years ago. And I suppose, look, the minister needs to act. There's three ministers involved to do with dog licensing and stuff like that. And we thought last year, last summer, that the minister, Heather Humphreys, would deal with the dog issue. Now, at the moment, she hasn't. The Minister for Agriculture hasn't dealt with it. And I suppose the Environment Minister. At the end of the day, we need stronger legislation. This needs to happen, and it needs to happen urgently. Now, with Patrick, I went down to meet Patrick the last day and had a chat with him. Do you know what? The man himself and the wife are devastated over what has happened. They have put a lot of work into their sheep over the last number of years, and to see their flock decimated. And on top of that injury, do you know, they'll have to pay for the costs of disposing of these animals, which is 50 euro a head per ewe and about between 15 and 20 euros per lamb. Now, at the moment,
Who does the liability fall on at the moment?
Under the law, it falls on the farmer to dispose of these animals.
Even if he had no hand or act or part in the fact that they died?
Yes, exactly, Gerry. Now, we think, as an organisation, that the Department of Agriculture, our Kerry County Council here, should step up to the mark and pay for the disposal of these animals for this man. Do you know, it's devastating. Mm. This will cost him anything up to 3,500 or 4,000 to dispose of these animals.
On top of the loss of the herd.
On top of the loss of the herd, Gerry, you take a price of ewe, 150 to 170 euros per head. You take lambs, anything from 70 up to 120 euros if they're reared and they come to the right weight. Now, this is a serious loss for this farmer.
Yeah,
it's totally wrong, Gerry. And, you know, we're going constantly from year to year, from month to month, you know, and the government, the worrying part about it is the government doesn't realise or doesn't take it serious enough that this situation is happening more or less week in, week out in this country.
Well, what can they do? Is it a question of records and more information on who owns what dog? Is that something that needs to be improved on?
It is, I suppose, like as an organisation ourselves, Gerry, I suppose, like to do with dogs anyway, I suppose we're looking to have dogs banned on all hills and farmland in this country. And there's no two ways about that. And if we do that, and if the minister comes out and says, look, we're banning dogs on hills and farmland, at least that's one thing everybody know then, look, you can't go on a farmland with your dog. But on top of that, Gerry, we need a single database to incorporate microchipping, DNA samples and dog licences. And these need to be bought under the remit of one governmental department, and hopefully the Department of Agriculture, because they deal with farm animals, they're up to date to know how to deal with this. The microchipping alone, and even the DNA samples, there was a DNA sample taken off every dog in the country, Gerry. These sheep that have been killed, samples could have been taken off of them, and we'd be able to trace the animals who done this. Do you know? Yeah. And if that was to happen, Gerry, and on top of that thing, the dog licences, we, at a rough estimate, we think there's about a million dogs in this country. Now, there's only 200,000 of those that have dog licences. And that needs to be enforced. Jerry.
Is it that much of a discrepancy? A million dogs.
Is anything from 800,000 to a million dogs in this country? That's what we have figures that has been compiled and that we have looked
and
at.
And only 200,000 are actually licensed.
Only 200,000 are actually licensed.
Does that not tell its own story of the difficulties perhaps maybe involved? The enforcement needed? And like my question is, I suppose, John Joe, does it ultimately, I understand the point you're making that things that need to be improved and things that could be improved in terms of enforcement or maybe banning and other things like that, but ultimately, does this not come down to personal, individual responsibility and behaviour? If you have a dog, you should not have one until you're able to control it or mind it or do whatever you can to try and ensure that it doesn't run wild.
Well, that would be part of the solution, Jerry. People need to be educated on how to handle their dogs. And even if they have to go off and do a course before they buy their dog or they purchase their dog, that needs to be done, Jerry. But on top of that as well, if you take the situation in this county, we have one full-time dog warden in the county and 3 part-timers. And those 3 part-timers are off doing other work as well at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, if you're taking I'm from West of Dingle. You need a full-time, if not 2 full-time dog wardens on that peninsula and even in Dingle town alone in the summer times between dog fouling and dogs being left off wandering and everything else. Like, we need to double, you know, we need anything between 60 and 100 dog wardens in this country to get a grip of the situation of what's going on. And on top of that then, Jerry, do you know, we need stronger enforcement. These people need to be given the powers even to go on hills, check, is the dog being chipped? Has it got a licence? And stuff like that. And, do you know, if people are caught then without a licence, Jerry, or if they're caught, you know, doing damage to farm animals and stuff like that, these need to be dealt with through the courts. It needs to be made a criminal offence, Jerry. And maybe people then, with their dogs, might wake up and take more responsibility for their dogs.
Might it be a question of bringing in and changing the law the way you're talking about DNA sampling and other things, in terms of maybe sending out a message? Rather than expecting every dog to be caught and every warden out there to be on the spot with everybody, that might not be practically possible, but that if they do something like this, at least it sends out a message owners.
It would,
that
Jerry,
we're getting more serious, and if your dog runs wild and happens to be caught and happens to be linked or identified, you will be personally liable.
You will be that should happen, Jerry. But I suppose if you look at another side thing, what we see is, like, especially in West Kerry here with our hills and mountains, we have a situation now, Jerry, and it's been happening with the last 20 years. I know personally from my own experiences, I have given up going on the hills on the weekend and in bank holidays because the amount of run-ins we do have with people with dogs and the amount of abuse we do get. Like, I was talking to hill farmers there on the easterly side of Mount Brandon, and these are guys, you know, in their 60s and in their 70s, and they're getting verbally abused by these people when they're asked to take their dogs off the hill. Now, in this day and age, Jerry, that is not right. It's not acceptable that we're being abused. Do you know, we don't go into the towns and cities and abuse those, people living there. Why should we have to put up with it when they come on holidays to West Kerry or in any other part of the country? It's not alone West Kerry. This is happening from Donegal right the way down to West Cork and over in the Wicklow Mountains. You've seen what happened there with Pat Dunne. Do you know, it was total and utter blackguarding.
Yeah, well, see, John Joe, the thing is then you're talking in a wider question about maybe access to land. Even take dogs out of it.
Well,
that people walking on land and that whole area, and it's a contentious issue, and it has been for the last number of years. On the one hand, we're trying to encourage people to use the countryside to come and holiday, use the fresh air, get out there. On the other hand, then, you're talking as well about the rights of farmers, and on top of that, then, the danger of bringing dogs into those areas and interaction with
livestock. We're quite happy, Jerry, having the walkers. We need the walkers because they bring a lot of, you know, income into the local communities and stuff.
Yeah.
But the one thing we're just asking people, don't bring your dogs on farmland. It's as simple as that, Jerry. And if that happened, that would cut a lot of the problems out. But on top of that, Jerry, then you have people coming to holiday homes and stuff, Jerry, bringing their dogs with them. And I suppose they need to be educated. Maybe the tourism industry in this country needs to take a bit of the blame as well, Jerry. And maybe they need to step up to the mark. And, you know, educate these people that are coming to the holiday homes and stuff like that, that you can bring your dogs and farmland. We're quite happy having you down, have your holidays, have a good time, enjoy it. And you know what? We'd like to see them come and join. We'd like to meet people out in the hills, because some days you don't meet anybody when you're on the hills. It's nice to meet these people.
Yeah, but it's a question of controlling their pets when they are out there and what they're doing. Okay, John, you think a starting point anyway is in the interest of Patrick McCarthy that the minister needs to step in.
He does,
help at the disposal first and foremost.
First and foremost, and when I met that man below, you could see the tears in the man's eye himself and his wife.
Horrendous.
And you know, it's horrendous. And to ask him then to go and look, put his hand in the pocket, and you know, dispose of these animals. It's not fair on the man.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. John Joe, look, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thanks,
and outlining
Jerry.
Your concerns and what you feel needs to happen. It's John Joe Fitzgerald there, Kerry representative on the National Council of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association.